the Briz Treadley podcast with your host, Andrew Dimmock.
Well, g'day, my name's Andrew Dimmock, and welcome to episode 17 of the Briz Treadley podcast for 2017. I've had a couple of weeks of enjoying this year's special edition of the cold/flu around Brisbane, and also a delightful chest infection to go with that, so I have to say that putting together an episode of the podcast hasn't been top of my agenda for the last couple of weeks, but dear listeners, fortunately for you, we have enthusiastic people involved in helping me get this podcast together. And this week, I'm especially thanking Hayden Lester, who's been at a couple of interesting bikey events over the past couple of weekends and has sent me some interviews. So that's what we have for you today. First up, back on the 12th and 13th of August up at Noosa on the lovely Sunshine Coast was Strada Bianca, and Hayden was there. And this is an event that is strictly for steel frame road bikes from the 80s and 90s with down tube shifters or bar end shifters. It's supposed to be a celebration of the steel frame bike. There's no restriction on the age of the bikes, but it's a retro type event. Hayden was there, and after the 160k Grand Fondo event, he had a chat to Pete Winfield.
The Noosa Strada Bianchi. I'm pretty poor with my Italian, but Pete Winfield, you've done the Imperial Fondo. Bit of a challenge on the bike?
Sure was, yeah. Another 165 kilometres, backing up from 165 from last weekend. That was a hard, hard ride. Plenty of pinch climbing. Some good gravel sections. Just another brutal day on the bike. Just fantastic, though. It's just scenery, the roads, the group I was in, fantastic.
And the spirit of the event, a little bit about that, about the challenge of getting through and, you know, obviously probably fighting against the odds with the bicycles that we're riding today.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah. The gravel was fairly smooth. There's a few rocks out there. I had one puncher. I think the group had a total of three punches, and we've worked through those. Yeah, it was a good day out, you know. It's ideal for an old steel roadie, even if mine's only about 8 years old.
Yeah, well, I think, again, there's a very wide range of spectrums of bikes, and, they're giving you a bit of stick about being on something that's a little bit more modern, but there's a pretty wide range of bikes. We're just here at the finish, and, you know, you're looking at, you know, 90s and 80s and 70s, and I think there's even some stuff here that was riding yesterday on the gentleman's ride that was like 50s and 60s. So it's really good to see. You got 160 plus Ks under the bank. It must be time for a refreshing beverage to finish.
Sure is. Coca-Cola first and then a beer.
Well done, Pete Winfield.
Thanks, Ed.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Peter Winfield there with Hayden Lester at Noosa Strada Bianca. Okay, next up, this weekend just passed was the Melbourne Grand Prix of Cyclocross, which is the first time that outside of our national championships events that there's been a cyclocross race in Australia, which attracted UCI points. And so there's been visitors from the United States and elsewhere who've come along to be part of that. The Fields of Joy cyclocross team in Melbourne hosted the event. They have a purpose-built cyclocross venue at Essendon. So on day one, Hayden spoke with some of the visitors. That was the Squid Bikes team. Anthony Clark, Emily Koshorik, and Samantha Runnels from Squid Bikes. So the first voice that is on the interview is Emily Koshorik, and the man that Hayden talks to is Anthony Clark. Let's have a listen.
So I'm here with Team Squid over from the States for Melbourne GP CX UCI C2. Start with Em and Sam. Girls race, pretty phenomenal there from Peter Mullins.
Yeah, it was kind of a slugfest, so she was definitely the rider to have our eye on, and she's been over in the States kind of kicking ass over there, and it was a good race.
Yeah, it was a bit of tit and tat, and she went off the front, and then I think she might have binned it and laid it down in one of the corners about the second or third lap, and it sort of went on from there.
Yeah, she did. I think I was maybe able to lead the whole first lap, and then she came around, and she had a little bit of a gap. I caught back onto her, blah, blah, blah. We went and did a bunch of back and forths, and she did stack it in one of the corners. I think I was in front of her at that point. And I tried to take advantage of that by pushing it a little bit more, but she's just had too much wattage and was able to catch back up.
And for you guys, this has basically kicked off your season. I think you're heading to China here, but standard of racing in Australia, well and truly up there and certainly blowing out the cobwebs going into World Cups back at home.
Yep, definitely. This is our first race, so yeah, blowing out the legs, and especially with all the, you know, 30 hours of travel coming here. So hoping our legs will be a little more open tomorrow. And we do head to China on Thursday for two races over there. We're home for a couple days and then head to the US World Cups.
And Sam, for you, there was a bit of a battle for third. You were hanging in there at the front to begin with, and then there was a few of the Aussies had some mechanicals and laid it down.
Yeah, I actually got a flat tire, so I had to switch bikes, and so that kind of affected my race, but, you know, I was out there and going as hard as I could.
Yeah, well, the benefit here with two C2 races, you know, you get to come back tomorrow and do it all again, hopefully go one better or, you know, take it to the Aussies again.
Yeah, we're ready. It's cool that you guys have the course laid backwards, so we get to do kind of a whole new course.
Yeah, well, it'll be like that. And in the men's race, the guys, Chris Jonglord, went out hard and blew it apart, but Adrian Jackson stuck there. But it was a good little battle in there for the rest of the podium spots.
Yeah, man, it was pretty good. You know, freaked out, rode hard, tried to sit in the lead group. I crashed a little bit, so we lost the lead group and then hung out with, you know, some Aussies, freaked out, rode a couple laps and got dropped from the podium. But, hey, still had a good ride.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things with cross racing, you know, it can, one little thing goes wrong and it's all over. You lay it down in a corner, it's easy enough to do on this, you know, the grass, a little bit slick in a corner.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Battled it out, it felt good to race, especially getting off the plane. Felt good to, like, really erase some strategy and get into, you know, cross form. So it was, like, really, these guys are really good and it was really awesome and I'm pretty proud of snagging a fourth place out here, you know. These guys are legit, man.
Yeah, we saw Chris Atkin and Tom Chapman go over the States last season and battle it with you guys in a few of your sort of mid-season races. Were those guys sort of targets for you? You knew where they sat in the field?
I guess. No one's really a target. I don't know. I'm not like that. I just kind of go race and, you know, people kind of change it up at the front. Sometimes they're up, sometimes they're not, and I don't know. They just go, like, hang out and ride.
Yeah, certainly. Understood. We'll see you all tomorrow. Good luck to you all, and thanks for coming over to Oz to check out our racing.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Thanks for hanging out. Living the dream, hanging out with kangaroos.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Pretty cool having some top-level pros over from the US to take part in the Melbourne Grand Prix of Cyclocross. That was day one. On day two, Hayden caught up with the men's winner on the day, Gary Milburn.
So, Gary Milburn, first UCI cyclocross race in Australia.
They lied. It's my second UCI C2 win.
Well, this weekend, but for first week race, UCI race in Australia.
Yeah.
But you've got a win in a C2. That must be pretty special.
Yeah, look, I guess Melbourne, first weekend of UCI racing in Australia. It's nice to come away with a win. Bit of a hard-fought battle out there today, but got it done in the end.
And it's been no secret that yourself and Chris Jonglord have battled out most of the season, and it's been one of those things where you've been tit and tat and Chris normally rides away, but today, you know, slippery conditions out there and Chris went down on the last lap. You broke away.
Yeah, I guess in that last lap we were both fighting for the line, and usually I come off second best to Chris, so it's nice that he bounced off me for a change. So yeah, got it done and just sort of kept a lid on it for the first little bit when I was away, and then laid it all down on that sort of uphill switch back, and I knew if I had the gap at the top there, it was going to be hard for him to bring it back.
Yeah, and conditions very different to yesterday. Yesterday dry, today we had rain overnight. We even had hail through one of the earlier races today. So pretty Euro conditions out there for Sunday's racing.
Yeah, I think at the start of our race it was just starting to dry a little bit. It was still quite slippery off the main line, and it was just, you know, sort of pioneering that first lap, see what the conditions were like. And it ended up being quite grippy towards the end, I guess you'd call it. I had my mud tires on, and yeah, no real traction problems in the end.
And for you now, you got a couple of weeks back home and then off to the States.
Yeah, so 2 weeks. I think we fly out on the 12th of September, straight into Iowa Jingle Cross World Cups, and then to Waterloo for Trek Wisconsin World Cups, KMC, back to Boulder. We'll do a local club race there, and then US Open of Cyclocross. So cyclocross never ends for an Australian.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We had the Squid Bikes team come over this weekend for the because it's mainly because you side they're off to China, so it's pretty good way to kick off the season with these couple of races at home, but with some decent competition and, you know, hard fought racing.
Yeah, look, I guess since national champs, what was that, 3 weeks ago, I kind of didn't know if my season was starting or finishing or where I was. So we had a little quiet week and sort of just getting back into things now. I think we'll find that racing in the US is faster, so it's nice to get this out of the way. By the time we get to the US, it'll still be fairly hot and dry. They've got Mount Crumpet at Iowa, which is a pretty steep run up, so better do some running between now and then. So yeah, the first part of the US season will just be hard and fast.
Awesome. Well, congrats on today win. Hopefully that's a bit of confidence for you going over to the US, and really nice to see you get on the top step.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Gary's such a great competitor, always gives it 110%. Thanks so much to Hayden Lester for contributing those stories for us today. That's all we have for you on this week's edition of the Briz Treadley podcast. This is episode 17 for the year. I'm hopeful that as I head off on Cycle Queensland this Thursday, that I might next week be able to bring you some stuff from the road, maybe an interview or two with some of the riders and some of the organisers on Cycle Queensland. We'll see how we go. Until then, my name's Andrew Demack and you've been listening to the Briz Treadley podcast. Love to know what you think. Hit us up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/BrizTreadley. Send me an email, scoop@BrizTreadley.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, have a good time riding your bike, and I'll talk to you again soon.